Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. And of course, this is Coffee Week, a morning edition here at WKAR. And we've been talking all week about how this certain beverage touches our lives and sometimes our pocketbook and sometimes our memory. And for our guest this morning, that is both. And joining us is Kara Nader. She's the owner of Strange Matter Coffee in Lansing. And good morning, Kara.
Morning.
And if you go to the WKAR Newsroom Facebook page, you can ask Kara your questions about coffee, and then Kara will answer them at 8:45. Right now, it's 7:45, and let's talk more about the coffee business. So, Kara, how did you become interested in coffee?
I drank a lot of coffee in high school. I actually drank a lot of coffee when I was a little kid. It didn't stunt my growth. That's a lie.
You know, that's a theme that we've been hearing all week.
Right. And I don't know, the more I drank in high school, the more I was interested in what I was drinking. I used to drink terrible things, horrible things. I had a nickname at the coffee shop that I used to go to. I was Extra Stirred Girl because I used to order my drink like super strange. I didn't even know what I was ordering. And then I got a job at that coffee shop and I still didn't really know anything about coffee. And I just got more and more into it and I started reading and I decided, you know, hey, this whole degree thing that I'm going to go after, you know, it can go on hold for a minute and I'm going to learn about coffee. And that kind of never stopped. And I still feel like I'm learning every day. So it's really interesting.
So it's your passion.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So, okay, so you became interested in coffee because you love coffee.
Right.
So you were actually a regional barista competitor and previously served as the Great Lakes Barista Guild chapter representative.
Right.
Tell me what that is.
So just like any kind of industry has, there's a guild for baristas. There's also kind of a national body that holds competitions and events and trainings. So for a while, I was doing competitions. It's kind of like the Food Network challenges, but with coffee. It's pretty intense. You have 15 minutes. You have to prepare espressos for 4 sensory judges, cappuccinos for 4 sensory judges, and then you have to create a signature drink. They judge you on cleanliness of your space, consistency of your drinks, all sorts of things. You also have to talk to a large crowd and a live stream on the internet while you're doing it. So it can get a little intense. Turns out I'm not really big with large crowds and speaking in public like that, so it didn't go so well, but it was a great learning experience and just fueled my love for coffee. And then as a chapter rep, I was basically just on a board of other baristas. There were representatives for each region. The country was split into, I believe, 6 regions at the time, and it's changed a lot since then, but we represented our region. We were responsible for setting up events and coordinating events, setting up trainings, things like that.
So when did you actually come up with the thought, I'm owning my own coffee shop?
I had managed coffee shops. I've been a manager since I was 18, and I had been, you know, just working for other people 60, 70 hours a week, and I loved it, but it seemed like, you know, where am I going? What am I doing? And I just loved what I was doing, and I was painting coffee shops for other business owners and, you know, just doing things like that, changing up their coffee programs, training the staff. And while I had a blast, I was like, I might as well be working 70 hours for myself if I'm not going to make any money and just love coffee. So it seemed like a good idea. But at the time, I was in my early 20s, and I was living up in Traverse City. And there are a million coffee shops up there. They're all great. I've worked for most of them. I'm really good friends with the owners. And I didn't want to open in a market that I thought was oversaturated already. I also didn't want to compete with friends of mine. So the opportunity presented itself to move to Lansing. And I came down here and I was like, there isn't any coffee in the style that I want to do here. So either people don't want it and this is going to fail terribly, or like this is going to be really awesome.
So how did you come up with the name Strange Matter?
A lot of beer. It's true.
Beer mixed with coffee or just beer?
Just beer. Coming up with a business name, I'm very list-oriented, and I split a legal pad into 3 columns. And basically, you know, the word, the end of the business name, coffee, cafe, lounge, any of those sort of words, and then the other words at the beginning. And the more beer we drank, the more we just kind of brainstormed. And I had a few of my friends helping me at the time. And the direction I always wanted to go was science-oriented, because coffee to me is much more of science. We get really into the details of what we're doing and trying to understand everything that goes into making a perfect cup of coffee, not just, you know, here is your cup of caffeine in the morning. We want to know a lot more about what we're doing than that. So the science direction kind of led to the name. It's a theoretical physics term, strange matter. It means it's a theoretical physics term that describes a type of quark matter that is thought to be a liquid, maybe, mixed of up, down, and strange quarks. So.
And you actually have done a video on the science of the perfect cup of coffee, correct?
We did, yeah, with WKR, and it was an awesome video. We also got to learn about how videos are made, and that was crazy educational for us.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and you'll be back next hour to talk to us some more, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and again, that is Kara Nader, owner of Strange Matter Coffee in Lansing. It is 7:51.